What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. I said crab diving.
Crab diving.
I left off the G. Redneck Riviera, US of A. How?
I thought we were going to talk like that the whole time.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuckatoni pony out of it. All kinds of shit going on. We appreciate you being here. My personal message to the president. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And yeah, you're right. Trump is a big fucking loser. Oh, my fucking God.
I mean, the COVID rages and all the horrible shit still rages, and Republicans are still trying to broken bottle fuck us in every hole.
Right. As if a non-broken bottle fucking. Well, that would be better, though.
Throughout the nation.
Oh, yes.
They're doing it.
Globally.
And attempting to do it in various ways. But it kind of, for those of us that are maybe enjoying some Schadenfreude from what's going on with Trump, is
he
had a bad week.
Oh, my God.
And the rally was a badder ending to his bad week.
Yeah, I mean, is it worse for us that he had a bad week and now he's going to do some even more draconian shit because he's mad? Because he's mad because, you know, people are laughing at him.
Oh, it couldn't have gone better. Like, everybody had a bad feeling about that. Like, there was going to be violence or, you know, some of his fucking Hawaiian shirted brown shirts were going to be out. And none of that materialized, and it just turned out to be a third capacity.
One third.
Like 6,200 of a 19,000 and change arena.
Well, one third though, 6,200. Yeah, wait, that is a third. That's less than half. If there are any Republicans listening that hate science, one third is less than half. Less than half of that arena was filled. Or you might say a third.
Fuck you and your science and your math.
Hey, man.
Trump math. It was filled to the brim.
What do you think? Nobody gives a fuck about Trump or K-pop or COVID or all of it.
I think a combo.
Can K-pop help us in November too?
If they fucking get out and vote.
Please.
That are old enough.
Well, no, they helped us though. They helped us by fucking with his reservation system.
Right.
They disrupted. See, God, I mean,
and the troll bots again around in the middle of the night, U.S. time, which is, you know, work time starting in Eastern Europe. They troll bots started. Right. trending White Lives Matter.
Right. Putin might disagree with and you. The, he might say the work time in that eastern part of Europe starts whenever he wants.
And the K-pop stands started hijacking the hashtag.
Yeah.
Putting pictures of, like, you know, unicorns with rainbows and, you know, right. I mean, just all kinds of whatever they felt like on White Lives Matter.
I love it.
They got it trending out of the politics and news section and into music. So White Lives Matter was trending under music because of the K-pop.
And because of that. That fucked up people going to this rally or something like that. This is this morning. Oh, okay.
The rally was they allegedly ordered tickets. You could order tickets, but you had to give a phone number. So Brad Parscale was saying this K-pop story is bullshit.
But it's not.
I think there may have been some that ordered tickets and used their real phone number.
Well, Brad, okay. Here's the possibility. Here are the two possibilities. Either K-pop fucked you over. You got outsmarted by a bunch of children that are into the K-pop music, or your candidate sucks and you suck.
It's not mutually exclusive.
And your planning sucks. I mean, isn't this kind of emblematic of the Republican Party? Isn't this just
the Trumpists, yeah.
Who they are?
Sure.
No, this is the Republicans. This is the Republicans. This is their president.
Oh, they have to own it. Yeah, exactly.
They have to own every motherfucking ounce of this shit. But this is who they are. This is what we have to look forward to. Poorly planned shit that doesn't work in the middle of a fucking pandemic.
Half-assed everything.
Yeah. I mean, I listen, I'm glad that fuck nobody went. I think that's great. That means there'll be less COVID. That's good. I mean, there'd be a lot less if they hadn't have gone, because you know there's going to be people that gets sick because of this motherfucking event.
I'm not blaming all lesbians.
Alex is not blaming all the lesbians.
Blame zero lesbians, Alex. Blame zero lesbians.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go there and buy shit through that link, we have a little commissione that we get. Ooh. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
No longer his African American. That gentleman to which he was referring has now left the Republican Party.
It's amazing that you have that detail, that detail exists, because Trump really did have an African American. His words that he's paying.
Well, right. He was at a lot of the rallies and shit, I guess.
And that guy was on the clock?
No.
Oh, I thought he was getting paid by Trump.
No, he meant it was his supporter. Mm. That was, you know, pre...
So that supporter was real?
Yes, that was pre-Diamond and Silk and
then that's
Candace Owen.
That's amazing. You know, I'm amazed by people that fall out of love with Trump, because I don't know what you would expect. Because if you told me, how do you think Donald Trump would handle an outbreak of whatever the fuck, I would say horribly. And I would have been right. And I would have been right.
Yes.
And I'm no Nostradamus. I'm not bragging.
I'm
neither of any of those. But you don't have to be a genius.
A big burned out cathedral in Paris.
I just don't know what times we're living in right now. This guy's a nightmare, this Donald Trump. Nothing he does is surprising or should be surprising.
Let's see what's in the old headlines, everybody. Thanks
Yay,
for joining
us. That's right. Let's check the news and see what people are talking about.
You can tweet us during the show, if you like, live at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D.
I-V-N-G. It's the word crab diving, followed by a slash.
Two words.
Followed by listen. But it's not on the internet.
Well, right.
Al Gore made everything one word on the internet, right? You can't have spaces for some reason.
Over to the commie bingo liberal
Huff
Post.
Let me ask you something. if everything on the internet says www. And then the word and then .com
doesn't.
Okay. Well, then I don't need to finish the rest of my sentence.
Okay.
Why the fuck do we have those things?
Well, when they first, you know, when they first started out and they were doing the domain name registers and stuff like that,
they needed.
Well, the Al Gore sat down and wrote all of it. Yeah.
Did he really? He's like, Tipper, when you're done yelling at hip hop artists, I'm going to invent the internet and then I want that guy to jack me off.
We'd still be married today if she just would have done my little massage fantasy every once in a while.
You got the wrists of a tennis pro.
Just a little tough on the grip there. She was a little, she was a little strong, a little tight.
Medic!
I played some NWA. She got upset.
Right.
Dems, Trump sitting on billions meant for corona testing.
Corona.
So when he also joked.
Millions or at, billions?
With a B.
Oh my God.
He also made a joke. Ha ha ha. He claims during his rambling, sweaty bullshit at his hate rally in Tulsa.
Right.
His weekly attended hate rally in Tulsa that, you know, when the, all these numbers go up when you test, when you're testing, it goes up. I told my people, hey, slow down the testing.
Oh my God. So that does mean there's money lying around out there. People could be getting tested.
That's what I'm wondering. Is this confirming what he said?
Guys. I just want to remind everybody listening, the more testing we do, the closer we will be to going out in the world and maybe not having to contend with this coronavirus shit. But until we have that, that's not going to happen. So Donald Trump withholding money for testing is making it longer before you go get to see who the fuck ever in concert, right? What is that dog?
She's out of her mind.
That dog is big, man. I don't know how you fuck you pick her up. Like, I'm gonna take a picture. Like, that's a good.
Senate Democrats are demanding to know why the Trump administration has not yet spent funds that Congress allocated earlier this year to ramp up the nation's coronavirus testing,
corona,
and contact tracing capacity.
Oh shit, that would be helpful.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Patty Murray from Washington, the top Democrat on the Senate Health Committee, wrote a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar over the weekend.
Hello!
Inquiring about the status of nearly $14 billion in funding for coronavirus testing that they say has yet to go... $14
billion!
That has yet to go out the door.
Wait a second. That's like having $1 billion... Yeah. And you multiply that times 14, but it's just laying around.
I let Ivanka hold on to it for a little while.
Ooh,
she's
yes.
making some investments. She's gonna it's gonna come back with bigger money. We're gonna make money for the United States, not for us. We're not making money ourselves at all.
I'm turning her into a human Kong toy, but for dollars.
Senators wrote, the United States is at a critical juncture in its fight against COVID-19. Now is the time for an aggressive, fast response. Well, one could argue that the past 3 months have been the time for aggressive and fast responses.
Absolutely. Well, I don't think we're going to have an aggressive and fast response.
Hey, I shut down China.
China.
The administration will put our country at grave risk if it tries to declare an early victory, leave life-saving work undone, and leave resources our communities desperately need sitting untouched.
That's but we did
the letter
that.
From the senators.
Hey, senators, your letter is late because we did do that. We did think the fight was done early. And if you look in our area, if you look at the numbers, they're doing this. You
can't going up for those that are listening.
Can't see us.
As a podcast.
Yes.
Which is the only way to listen to it.
Yes, pervs. Like this. You know, it's going up. And that's not good. We don't want it to go up. That dog is having a good time. Having a good time over there.
So that's the headline. Over to the HuffPo. Let's see what the drudgies be dredging up.
Oh, zut alors.
Probably not in French.
You know, gosh, I just watched a thing on ranked voting. Boy, we need that.
Oh, we need it.
Oh, I mean, I don't like
ranked voting a lot.
You know, it's... Why don't we have that shit? We would never have a Donald Trump unless we were all a bunch of Nazis. Unless most of us are not Nazis.
Because the Republican primaries, he would have been gone.
Yeah. Yes.
Because people would have voted their second choice, their third choice, and things like that, which would have elevated other players and minimized his ridiculousness.
You know, to these people that think we don't need systematic reform in our government and all that shit, they must be on all kinds of crack. Because nothing's working. You know, I mean, I don't think this is a time to not take a critical look at our shitty fucking country. You know?
Well, right.
I mean, it's all a pile of hot fucking garbage. And the best thing we ever did was stay the fuck home. For anything. It helped the environment even.
Over the Drudge Report, 120,000 dead in 4 months, it says.
120?
The World Health Organization or the band The Who, I don't know.
Yes.
WHO warns of accelerating pandemic.
Accelerating? No. It's already accelerating.
Yeah,
even more. Oh, God.
Says Arizona fights over masks.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Probably hospitals are all overran, and hospitals are fighting over who gets boxes of PPE.
No, I think there's a... people don't want to wear masks.
In Arizona.
Yeah.
But they've got COVID out their asshole there.
Street Journal. For weeks, even as COVID-19 cases have risen rapidly across the state, Friday night bull riding at the Buffalo Chip Saloon and Steakhouse has regularly drawn, oh my God, nearly 1,000 people, with few of them wearing masks.
Okay, explain to me then. You're in a rodeo, right? You're a cow. You're at a rodeo. There's a steakhouse attached to it. And you know what goes on at the steakhouse? All my cow buddies.
Horrible.
They get fucking massacred and eaten by all these fat fucks. Yes. Watching this shit. So pardon me if I give a fuck if any of these cunts wear masks or not. Don't wear masks. I hope you all fucking die. That's what the cows are thinking.
I don't know if cows can get the COVID.
Fuck no, they can't. They're like, suck my udder. I can't get the COVID. This is great for animals because we are horrible to animals.
The dog is cradled in my lap.
What are you looking at?
Leisurely glancing out the window. At? Yeah, we're rough on
this
animals.
Dog looks like a kangaroo.
As photos rocketing around the internet have shown, the same has been true at many restaurants and bars in the Phoenix region.
Yay.
For some people, it's a matter of personal freedom.
Oh, fuck you.
Others argue that healthy people don't need to wear masks.
You know, this is how you think about it. I went to some of these, the BLM protests here in Pensacola, and It's interesting because it's a bunch of progressives that are trying to figure out how to deal with racists.
In Pensacola, you know, that's a tall ask.
And deal with racists that are oppressing and shooting and beating black people, and our cops are racist, and a lot of our politicians are racist. But like, the way to deal with it though is to realize that the racists are killing us. Right?
Well, sure.
Okay. So now we all understand the racists are killing us. So what do we do with that, though? What do we do with the racists? That's the problem.
Well,
I've solved most of the
problem.
They're
going to be around. We just gotta outvote them and marginalize them.
Yeah, marginalize. Drive them back into the woods. Again. Yeah, they were never really marginalized. In fact, we put monuments up to them. They were memorialized.
This weekend, the Buffalo Chip Saloon started requiring masks for the first time after Maricopa County issued a new mandate following a change in policy by the state's governor that made the move possible. Owner Larry Wendt announced the change with large signs posted around the 7-acre property.
Oh, God. It's a big restaurant.
One of the signs said, "Hopefully this travesty against our country will end sooner than later."
Wise words, Larry!
Larry said, "I would say our demographics are 80 to 85% conservative."
Oh, no, really? Is that true?
"We're getting quite a bit of blowback from our customers."
So what? Tell them they can't come in. Blowback.
This is Trump. This is 100% Trump. And if Trump hadn't adopted ridiculous stance that wearing the mask is bad and it's somehow you're not masculine and it's a lie and it's all a big hoax and yada yada.
I mean, it's
my freedoms.
I mean, the racists aren't wearing the mask, and so the racists are breathing the COVID on us, and the racists are killing us.
Arizona is one of a number of states where COVID-19 infections have risen quickly.
Yay. That's great.
On Sunday alone, it reported more than 2,600 new cases.
Damn.
After setting new daily records multiple times last week.
Multiple. Jesus. That's Florida, though. No. You're reading Florida news.
85% of the state's intensive care beds are filled.
85%. For those listening that might be Republicans, 85% is most. That's a math term for most.
Arizona's stay-at-home order expired in May, and it has been reopening since.
Wow, geez. Are you a scientist?
Me? No.
Okay. Shelby, are you a scientist?
She may be.
Right. More so than us. I mean, she can smell where another dog peed and tell what that dog was thinking.
I don't know what she did in Alabama before.
She was a puppy.
Went and rescued her.
She's still a puppy. She didn't do anything racist. I had a point.
On Wednesday, after more than 1,000 medical professionals signed a letter pleading for action, Republican Governor Doug Ducey reversed course and let local governments make their own rules. So he was like, "I'm now going to allow you guys to say everybody has to wear a mask."
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
But I'm not going to say everyone has to wear a mask.
Oh, my God. Man, leadership from the Republicans. Now, I'm going to say something earth-shattering here has been 0.0 on this corona, especially like locally here in Florida. Nothing. Not one fucking thing. Really.
Nothing.
We don't get any note. The only reason I know the numbers are is because of checking. I'm following the news, but there's nobody here in charge telling us what to do, giving a fuck.
Just the opposite.
They're telling us to go out.
And we keep finding out they're fucking with the numbers and the way the reporting is done. Now we found out just today, yesterday, last night, that Ronda Racist is fudging the ICU bed count, like changing the criteria.
What an evil fuck.
Changing the criteria for some reason to so that the reporting is different.
Is there no bottom? Boy, I mean,
Florida has a red triangle next to it.
Oh, geez.
It's not good.
Well, I mean, it's bad. What? That means COVID's bad here?
What I'm looking at, it's going up.
Thank you for the graphic. I understand now. Thank you.
Currently in seventh place of total number of cases, but...
We're seventh?
With a bullet going up.
That's great news.
Going up.
I really thought... I know going up, but I thought we'd be up there.
New York... 388,000, California, 178,000, New Jersey, 169,000, Illinois, 136,000, Texas, 113.
Fuck you! But you know,
Massachusetts, 100, and then Florida, with its also 105-ish.
Right. Yeah.
With change.
Yes. You gotta figure, like, New York, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco have those international hubs, you know, and lots of people go there. I mean, that's why New York got bitch slapped, right?
Well, yeah.
Because that strain came in from Europe.
Right.
What's our excuse?
Here?
Why do we have it? Because we're not doing anything?
Well, yeah, people got to go to bingo and shit.
Imagine risking COVID to go to bingo. What do you win at a bingo? What's a typical bingo winning?
It's money, right? Don't you win cash usually?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go.
Good job.
New mask rules are sparking a fight in Arizona. People don't want to wear the masks. The Republicans don't want to wear the masks.
You know, it's this culture we have is just so shit. And it's got to be you're right, air quotes on culture. It's these evangelical fuckheads. Because if you take out fear of a higher power out of the equation, maybe it's different. Maybe it's different if we don't have a lot of people twiddling about, wondering about what some bullshit in the sky feels about what you're doing. Maybe they won't be psychotic.
Well, they've updated the Florida COVID map. And
COVID-19 update.
The color scheme is a little on the scary side.
Yes. What do you mean? What color? Colors are scary to you?
Like darker red means
high
in the single day cases.
Darker red
increase, and it's interesting now that before in Florida it was the dangly little tip of the cock bell end down there in Miami and shit that was red and inflamed.
Tip of the cock, governor.
From the COVID, and now it's moved up to the center and northern part of the state.
To us?
Not quite.
Oh, good. To the friend that you kept asking me over and over again to go to my birthday party on Friday night. It's at this bar. It'll be great. I told him no because of COVID-19. I'm not going out to some fucking bar. You can go fuck yourself.
Happy fucking birthday.
And this is why, dude.
Happy fucking birthday.
Do not invite people out on a personal level. When you're inviting people or trying to get people to do things, think about that. Think about the risk you're taking people to go to your birthday party. Think about the risk you're asking of people. Are you 10 years old to celebrate your fucking birthday? Really?
The bad number is 5.4%, which has been going up, which is the percentage of population tested that tested positive.
Well, here, we'll role play. I'm going to be
not a good number.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be an idiot.
Going up is not good.
Right. I'm an idiot redneck, and I'm going to dispute 5.4 ain't much out of 100.
Okay. 1 out of 20. Is that better?
Wait, they would understand that because somebody would take that bet.
So say you got a 24 pack.
Oh, okay.
And someone took one and a can and some change.
Then you would have a 22 and 3/4 pack, or depending on how much. Ask that guy that buys the suitcase of natty ice that walks into that, you know.
Escambia County, 1,222.
Okay. That is a lot.
Cases. 42 deaths.
I mean, that number is really going up.
We do have an extra. We have, yesterday we had 8 ICU beds. Now we have 9, it says, according to
this. Well, that's good. So we didn't have one open up.
But maybe that's from
Ron
DeRacist recategorizing how it's.
So there's not really
how it's supposed to be. Yeah.
You know, this is a weird thing maybe for Republicans, but like he's counting ICU beds, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm not a politician or a statistician, but one ICU bed, right? There's one. And when you count it, that means it's there and available, right? Available.
Yeah.
It's actually there, too. So maybe in some weird right-wing nut job brain jujitsu, there is no bed. But Ronda Races is able to count a bed there because he remembers it.
Right.
Because we learned he's lying.
Always.
How does he make himself think there's a bed there when there's not a bed there?
It's when it's a full bed. Is the categorization.
Can I get a full fucking bed? Someone's in it? Who the fuck's in my bed? This is my bed. Oh, the
2 hours ago, all caps, presidential harassment, exclamation point.
What's wrong?
What is this from? Is he upset because people are picking on him?
What's wrong, President Poo-Poo Pants?
Who's harassing him?
George Solwos. Hillary Clinton. Waka up.
I mean, really, I'm not sure who's
hey, did those cunts in
harassing him?
Did those few cunts that were at his rally, did they chant lock her up? Or was there any chanting, or was it very morose and boring?
God, I don't know. I couldn't hang more than like 3 minutes. Once he walked out on stage and started with it, it's very, you know, there's some bad people outside. So he was running with the hordes of evil Democrats that prevented all the good white patriots from waddling into the BOK Center.
Yeah.
When in reality, they didn't show.
They just didn't show
up. Nobody
up.
Was being held right. outside.
Yeah. You know. The thing is, if they didn't chant and they didn't scream and they didn't sing or yell, the amount of the number of mucus bubbles that will be expelled from your mouth is less.
Right.
You know, if you're talking less and you're talking at a reasonable tone,
cheering less, maybe if you had a less.
But if you're yelling, it's
lackluster
shit like
performance.
This, more shit comes out of your fucking mouth. That's why these rallies are bad.
Hey, Donald, your campaign manager told you a million fans wanted to come to your first big rally. Turnout in Tulsa? A dud. You've probably heard this before, but it was smaller than we expected. It sure wasn't as big as you promised. Honestly, we're not surprised. We've seen that you're shaky. Can't keep your polls up. And it's getting worse. You talk a big game.
The event in Oklahoma is unbelievable. The crowds are unbelievable. They haven't seen anything like it.
And can't deliver. Sad. Weak. Low energy.
They're showing real footage of the crowd yawning. There was like a few times where people were standing there just...
God, that is crazy.
Sad. Weak. Low energy. Just like your presidency. Just like you. The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising. Hey,
there you go.
Hey, Donald.
Steve Schmidt, George Conway.
That's genius.
Et cetera, et cetera.
You know, because during the campaign, and a lot of you guys might forget, because, guys, so many things happened. I nearly forgot. He made a lot. He talked about his dick.
Who?
On the campaign trail. Schittler.
Well, Marco started it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What was it?
Something about the small hands. Somebody found that description of him in an article or a book from like the 80s.
Right.
That referred to him as a small-handed vulgarian.
And that is genius!
And it allegedly upset him very much at the time even. To the point where he's self-conscious about his hands.
Yeah.
So when it started up again, that's why he was like, look at these hands. Do these hands look like they're smiling? You know, he's sensitive about it. Just like he is about the drinking the water thing now on the ramp. Right. He can't handle it.
But there's nothing wrong with his dick.
And well, that was then it was on the debate stage when he said, somebody here says something about, you know, what small hands mean. And I just want to say there's no problem there whatsoever.
That's not what people say in their book about your cock.
Stormy's like, liar.
Yeah.
fire.
Jeez.
So there you go. It's our president, y'all.
What is...
There's a great...
What does Melania say about his dick in B-Bass, that book?
Did you see the video of him, the walk of shame from the helicopter?
Oh, yeah.
With the untied tie?
Yes.
It's spectacular.
That's President Sad Pants right there.
I wonder what Dilly has to say.
Well, I'll tell you, it's three-dimensional chess, and Trump has our country right where he wants it. This is all part of...
You know what I love about President Trump? This man mastered the family business, right? The family business was real estate. And then he made the family business saving America. But...
Oh, fuck!
Right? The family business was real estate. And then he made the family business saving America. But it still has that same family business feel. You guys like that? It has the same family business vibe. It's maybe that's the brilliance of Donald J. Trump. He made us all feel like we were a part of his family. We're not all lucky enough to be blood.
Right. He hates all of you guys, too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. Donald Trump is very racist, right? He does not like black people.
Or anybody.
Yes. Right. And it includes people like Dilly, and especially it includes people that would come out to his fucking rally.
Right. That's what Howard Stern said, that he hates his base. He doesn't want those people touching him or coming near him.
How do you think if he had a vocabulary that ever wandered out of the realm of like the N-word, bigly, I don't know, the stupid shit he says. I mean, he might refer to his base as peons or pigeons or peasants.
Right.
Or, I don't know, plebes.
I love the uneducated.
Oh, yeah.
Poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
Hey, Trump. He made us all feel like we were a part of his family.
Oh.
We're not all lucky enough to be blood related to the Trump family, but we all are lucky enough to get to participate and joke around like we're at a Trump family barbecue. And that's really the brilliance of the rallies. Going to a Trump rally, if you haven't been to one, it feels like attending a gigantic family barbecue.
Slightly less gigantic.
It might. I mean, if your family is a bunch of white racist motherfuckers, I guess it might.
So I don't know if that's from today's Dilly. That's on...
might have been Friday's Dilly.
That might be Friday's Dilly. Because that was put out 6 hours ago by Right Wing Watch. So that was at 10 a.m. I think that's a little early for Dilly.
God. So, coronavirus...
There's probably a new Dilly out today.
Coronavirus probably went to the rally and was like, you know what? There's not enough people here. I'm going to go somewhere else. It'll be more fun for me.
Good God. Here's Josh Bernstein.
Yes?
You're going to see those same types of polls happen probably within 60 days of the election, would be my guess. Okay? And Trump, well, he'll be winning those polls 70-30, 75-25, 80-20, even 85-15. And you know what? There are going to be no BS polls. It's going to be clear-cut one question. Who do you plan on voting for in 2020? President Trump or Joe Biden? And the results of those polls will tell the true story. Now, if you needed any more...
The Chiron says, don't believe the polls. President Trump is beating Joe Biden by over 25 points, and I can prove it.
But he says, I can prove it with a poll. Right. He said the polls will show the true story. Well, what are we looking at then?
I called up Dilly. That's one.
Oh, okay. Who else is he polling?
That's one, right.
Let me call up Putin. Now,
if you needed any more proof, guess what? President Trump's rallies are starting very, very soon.
Oh, this is going to age well.
And crowd size doesn't lie.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Somehow I think today's Josh Bernstein will have a little different vibe to it about the crowd size. Crowd size doesn't matter all of a sudden.
Isn't this indicative, though, like, of how people feel about Trump? Like, there are those hardcore Trumpsters out there, but there are also people that aren't going to vote for him this time because they're not inspired. Maybe they still like him, but they're not inspired
to
go out and risk COVID and then vote for him. But then they wouldn't vote by mail because that's cheating.
Well, and a lot of them are older. Even though that demo's going bad for him, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's got he had older voters, but
so he's going to tell older voters to come out and vote and risk coronavirus?
Right, and you can't vote by mail. I don't want you voting by mail. By the way, Granny, why don't you just suck it up, we're going to open up everything, and you'll just have to deal because, you know, you've had a good life anyway.
Right. And then I'm going to go to Applebee's.
Yeah. Dan Patrick said you'll be willing to give up your life so that we can reopen the Cracker Barrel.
I want to go to Golden Corral and get a Bloomin' Onion. Fuck you. That's all right. That's fuck you. It's freedom. That's why this virus is such a motherfucker. America's got this sick ass. What's wrong with us that we can't do something simple like wearing a mask and letting
spoiled
our dicks get in the way? Like
baby fucks, spoiled baby fucks.
But even spoiled baby fucks want to live, right?
Well, right. And but they're also
why don't people want to wear a mask? Because they think the dudes think it looks gay. Or is it a sign of
it's unmanly.
Trump is
it's,
losing?
Yes.
A sign, and it is. It is. It is. It's a big fucking sign that our government fucking sucks. Before Trump, we didn't need masks. Now, Trump, we need masks. Yes. Everyone wearing a mask all of a sudden is a huge sign that things aren't going well. He sucks. And if you voted for him, you fucking suck too.
What else we got? I have one more right wing watch clip.
Yeah.
Kenneth Copeland.
Right.
I've asked God, and with what little influence I have on Mr. Trump's advisory board and all that kind of thing, this needs to be a national holiday to make the whole nation aware.
Is it voting the election day that he's talking about?
Juneteenth.
Oh, wow.
To make the whole nation aware. Make the whole nation aware. Young. Listen. Young black children need to know this as well as young white ones. They need to know what Juneteenth is. I've asked.
There you go. Kenneth Copeland, oddly, on the right side of something.
You know, it's disconcerting to hear someone like Kenneth Copeland say, little black children. You're like, uh-oh.
Right.
Oh, shit. Why is he on the right side of this? I mean, what's his problem? I mean, good, but, you know, it's very strange. Does he believe you need to wear a mask? Are these people, let me ask you something. Are we all back at church now?
I think a lot of places.
Here?
I don't know. I don't know about here.
Oh, God. We're all going to fucking die from this shit, man. Oh, my God.
Please pray for our president because the next attack is slated for July the 17th. Where they're going to park a dark-colored plumber's truck outside Mar-a-Lago filled with explosives. So please pray for protection on our protest, because that's the next attempt.
This is
thank you
a prophetess.
Oh, yes.
A YouTube conspiracy theorist. This is a new one.
Is she broadcasting live from a 56K modem?
Kirsten Weldon.
Weldon. God, plug directly into your modem if you're going to record something. Why is her sound shit?
And this is great. This is Chris McDonald's show again. It's
right.
He always talks about how he's not into conspiracy theories, but his show is nothing but the craziest of fucking conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
They even mentioned it, Right Wing Watch. The McFiles program has been an outlet where seemingly no conspiracy theory is too extreme to promote, from the idea that Hillary Clinton was responsible for the death of Kobe Bryant to the claim that black men are intentionally hanging themselves to prevent the reelection of Donald Trump. We played that clip yesterday. That was Mark Taylor, the firefighter prophet.
You know, Mark, if it was someone in my family that you claimed hung themselves and you said it was to get Donald Trump reelected or to not get Donald Trump reelected, what was
not?
God, I would have a problem. I mean, I have a problem with you anyway, but that would make me fucking nuts. You're bananas, motherfucker.
So I guess this is from last Thursday's McFiles show. YouTube.
I was going to say, all these guys are going to be super sad after this rally, right?
Yeah, that's why I went over here. I was looking for the reactions, but we don't have them yet.
Are they being little bitches? Are they not forthcoming?
This is Kirsten, C-I-R-S-T-E-N, Kirsten? I've never seen it with a C like that.
I think that's French spelling, Sistine. Sistine.
She claims to have high access to high-level intelligence, that Trump has been targeted for assassination more than 50 times this year.
I got access to high-level intelligence, but not...
No, you don't.
Not a good internet connection.
Right? No, you
God
don't.
God damn!
No, you don't.
She must be broadcasting out of Starbucks.
It looks like she's in a single wide, to be honest with you. Oh, okay.
You could get good sound quality for not a lot of money in a fucking modular home. I don't give a fuck.
This thing about Trump's safety, I'm so glad you brought it up, because I'm going to say two things about this breach. I personally believe the mayor should have been arrested for inciting violence against POTUS. That's my opinion. Very, very uncouth what she tried to do, because she was behind it, totally. And then you had Esper dearming the National Guard.
Correct.
And Kirsten, honestly, what I felt like.
Correct. Oh, what the? Is that same person?
Yes.
Who's
this? Is Kirsten.
Now, Kirsten, your friend, this idiot, your dumb fucking broadcasting partner sounds a lot better than you do.
It's Chris McDonald, the host.
Oh, okay. She's
who's
gone.
Rocking a green screen now. And behind him is a very bizarre shot of an American flag hanging outside of some building, but it's just framed so weird that his like big head is right in the middle. It's really it's a poor job of green screening.
What did someone do to their golden fucking man baby that they need to be strung up, or what is he saying? I need to be arrested.
Well, they're.
Correct.
And Kirsten, honestly, what I felt like when I heard this, I almost felt like it was a coordinated effort that the mayor does this, and then all of a sudden you got your Secretary of Defense without the White House's knowledge.
Oh, this is Washington, I think they're talking about when all those when they had to rush the president, or when he had to go inspect the bunker.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yes, arrest the mayor. That's a good idea.
Did we talk about the story where he's allegedly like on a witch hunt now to try to find who leaked the fact that they rushed him down to the bunker and that he went? Like,
oh,
he's
yes.
all pissed off about that?
Dude, yeah, yeah. If he's not on a witch hunt for that, he's on a witch hunt for something else. Which, what is the thing? I mean, he's projecting, right? Because he's constantly saying Mueller was on a witch hunt. But he's perpetual witch hunt.
Wanting to defund the National Guard, who was going to be ordained to protect the president. I got a quick question for you. You mentioned 25. How many
over
how many do you have a guesstimate of how many attempts that have been made that we don't know about? Because there's got to be tons.
Over 50.
Okay. Okay. And we've never heard about it.
Hey, hold on a second.
50 attempts on Trump's life have been made.
You know, when he said, do you have a guesstimate? You could stop there. All she has are guesstimates.
Well, of course.
It's all guesstimates. Shelby, what's your guesstimate? What's your guesstimate? Tell me right now.
She's licking her butt.
Okay. Well,
about.
Well, there's some that were apparent. The so-called missile that was coming into Hawaii when the emergency
went
off. Yeah. There was another missile shot from Washington State from a submarine and Air Force One, and it was intercepted by the Air Force.
These are lies. These are lies.
What's the deal?
These are lies. We would have heard if someone shot a surface-to-air missile at Air Force One.
What is wrong with these people? Is it the reason these people just broadcast, you know, conspiracy theories is because people wanting this, like they like Trump, but they don't like all the bad news. So they have to go someplace where there's not bad news about Trump.
Right. The whole Q thing is people making sense out of what their tiny little brains can't make sense out of. So they feel, oh, now we've got the answers. Now we know what's going on. Because they can't comprehend that he's just an incompetent crook fuck.
Oh, he is indeed a crook fuck. And, you know, I saw someone there in the coverage. They had a QAnon Trump shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
There's how many? I mean, it's a small enough, not enough number, so the math won't be that hard. How many out of the 6,200 are QAnon freaks?
Oh, who knows?
Would you say half?
No, probably just like 10% know about a lot of it. But
you being optimistic, or you think could be more?
Optimistic and it's that low? Or optimistic and that it's...
For America,
optimistic.
We need less QAnon people. Yes. That would be great.
There was more recent, there was the terrorist that was caught when all of the liberals were leaving town
on
their little trip. And
I remember that.
This guy from Atlanta was going to launch a missile launcher into the White House, and he was in the
Yeah, you can say it. You can say
Also, we have during the Christmas, if you look at the Christmas tree lighting and Trump behind the bulletproof glass, there was on his shoulder, there was a red light where there was a laser pointing at him. That was the Mossad, the Israeli CIA.
That was Rudolph!
Take him out. That guy was caught. And the most recent one that we know about, when Trump had to go have his medical test. That was because his taster got in critical condition because they poisoned all the salt and all the water in the White House.
I actually saw that one at one point. That theory. There's no tasters. This isn't medieval Europe. There are no tasters.
I thought she was saying the mechanism in your body that allows you to taste things.
No, she means people that taste the food before Trump does.
Quit watching Game of Thrones.
There are no tasters.
Is the presidency more West Wing or more Game of Thrones?
Oh God,
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Jeez, his taster was poison. Damn.
So they had to pump his stomach. So you can look at his coloration when he went from there. It was thick. And Melania's taster was, I don't know if she died or not, or he died or not, but that was with perfumes in France. So
there's no taster and there's no perfume tester.
What about a perfume taster?
Oh my God.
This person... They, you know,
is there someone that wipes with the toilet paper to make sure that there's no polonium?
Shame on you, because now someone in the Kremlin is listening to this show and it's like, oh, wait, the crab divers have said something.
What a great idea.
Useful. Tell Vladimir we should try the polonium on the TP. Someone's going to die horribly because you said that. From TP. Polonium on the teepee.
Yeah, polonium hole.
Or he died or not, but that was with perfumes in France. So really?
Wait.
Yeah, they're trying hard to take...
That would be an amazing... Like, what X power do you get if that happened?
If your hole is irradiated?
If your polonium plenium hold.
Know. I don't know.
I didn't mean to interrupt this person.
Maybe you fart out truth gas.
Makes you pass truth.
Tell me what I want to hear.
Wow.
Please pray for our president.
Fuck you.
Because the next attack is slated for July 17th.
She's looking at a piece of paper.
Where they're going to park a dark colored plumber's truck.
She knows what the next attack on the president's going to be.
If you see this shit in your head, why are you writing it down?
Well, but
why can't you just remember it? You can't remember. Okay, here's what I'm going to say on this show. There's going to be an attack involving a gray plumber's truck. That's the only detail she's given. Or did she give a date?
A date and parked outside Mar-a-Lago.
Those are two things. Two things. That's all you have to remember.
With explosives. And the explosives to get to probably where you can park at Mar-a-Lago, as close as you can get. The explosives that you would need would be like a small nuke to try to affect him.
Right. And I bet there's a plumber's truck at Mar-a-Lago like all the time because it's a fucking hotel.
Pray for the president.
Is slated for July the 17th. Where they're going to park a dark-colored plumber's truck outside Mar-a-Lago filled with explosives. So please pray for protection on our POTUS, because that's the next attempt.
So if your high-level contacts know about this, you think it's going to happen? and you're broadcasting this on to the millions of McFiles watchers.
Well, thank you for letting us know. I mean, that's nice, right? Right. Shelby, what's this person's name? Who is this?
Kirsten Wilkins? Welkin.
Kirsten Wilkins, thank you so much. Shelby, please reach out to Kirsten Wilkins' manager.
Weldon.
Wait, and number one, tell Kirsten Weldon's management that they should send us a thank you note for saying her name five times. You're welcome. Are these people represented?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
because this dickhead, Mark Taylor,
I don't think these are union gigs. So,
oh, well, yes. The Looney Union. Are they, Mark Taylor's every day?
No, McFiles is every day. Mark Taylor bounces around.
And I see.
He's an author, don't forget.
And
a prophet.
So someone has to produce this shit content every day, though.
Right.
And this is all garbage we're listening to, but even garbage, it takes an effort to get the garbage out to the street and into the can. So someone booked this lunatic.
Yeah.
And someone is selling advertising and has a whole system going.
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Well, I mean, and this lunatic has to show up. I'm just saying there must be an agency or something. Because how do these people... It's fascinating. How do they find this? How does this moron find her way to the McFiles?
Well, it's a pretty incestuous group. I mean, they all make the rounds.
Is she drunk?
On all these ridiculous shows.
Is she drunk?
And I think the bar is lower now that everybody's doing it from home.
Does she sound drunk to you?
No, stupid.
I thought she sounded like she was on something.
Maybe she's on cue.
I mean, these people are so dumb. They sound like they're on substances. It's sad. They're just who they are.
They're crazy.
Yes.
And not bright.
Yeah. Not in the fucking least. God. Imagine the agents of these people. Who do you represent? Oh, Mark Taylor, the fireman prophet. Some bitch that barely has a modem, blah, 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 you know?
Let's see. We've got...
Do you think the people that represent, like, these shit bags, are they the lowest level at, like, a huge agency? Is Mark Taylor represented by Endeavor, but the shittiest agent at Endeavor?
I can't imagine that these people have that kind of representation.
Okay.
I mean, I hope not.
Yeah. Oh, me too. These lunatics must solicit. That, like, this lunatic, whoever that is Kirsten, must write Mark Taylor, Coach Dave, Rick Wilson, Rick Wild, sorry, Rick Wild.
You know, a little Trump's America.
We just did that.
Yeah, and here's a video. This is from a protest that happened outside of a store called Dixie Outfitters, a Confederate memorabilia store in Branson, Missouri.
You think
Yakov is buys his Yakov Smirnoff buys his Confederate gear there?
But wait a second,
Jim Baker,
Missouri. Missouri was not in the Confederacy.
I am not sure about that.
Was it, man?
I don't think so, but I can't.
Hey, Siri, was Missouri in the Confederacy?
This is a counter protester who is sitting on a course truck.
Fuck you.
Waving stars and bars.
Yes.
There's a guy sitting behind her on the truck also. He's got a flag with him, but she's doing most of the talking.
Right.
In this clip.
Yes.
And hopefully you'll be able to hear her. Mellifluous tones. She just said, "You're right. I'm fucking teaching them to hate all of you people." She means I'm teaching my kids and my grandkids.
Yeah.
To hate all of you people.
Jeez. Wow.
There's all. More.
All.
Too bad. I will teach my grandkids to hate you all. And now she's standing up and she's about to dance with the loser flag. Suck on this, she said. Now she's got it on her back. So you heard this person saying, "I don't care what religious belief you are. Hating is not a way to live." KKK, she said.
Is that what she said? Yep. Like, I'm like, KKK.
KKK,
is good?
Believe it. And she held her fist up.
Is she a Nazi?
See? KKK believes just now.
There you go.
God.
That's Missouri.
You know, it says Missouri here is the Confederate States of America claims Missouri as a state, although Missouri officially remains a part of the Union. This action reflects a schism that occurred earlier. God, I don't know if Missouri was in the.
Oh, well, there you go.
We should not know that.
Huh?
I didn't learn that in school.
Well, we probably did.
Yeah.
Maybe it was complicated.
Right. You know, people are going to have to figure out these textbooks, you know, like how history is taught.
Right.
I think it has to be taught a little differently. It has to be taught in such a way that when some country does some horrible genocide, you don't want to put up trophies to the people that did it.
During the American Civil War, Missouri was a hotly contested border state populated by both Union and Confederate sympathizers. It sent armies, generals, and supplies to both sides, was represented with a star on both flags, maintained dual governments, and endured a bloody neighbor against neighbor intrastate war within the larger national war. Well, there you go.
So they tried to stay neutral.
Not intentionally. Half of them wanted to stay with the Confederacy. Half wanted. It's kind of what's going on now. It's neighbor against neighbor.
Right. Well, I like my neighbors.
I like a couple of my neighbors.
Well, we have three neighbors, technically.
Two of the three we like.
Well, yeah. Four, technically, because the yard bumps up. So one quarter of the neighbors. No, two quarters. Well, no, one quarter of the neighbor, I would think, is anti-Trump. I don't really know about that other neighbor that you're talking, the hippie neighbor. See?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to.
Hippies here are very strange.
Yeah, older hippies.
Older hippies. Older hippies have guns, you know, and I don't know.
I think she likes her weed, though.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're going to vote for Trump and shit, you shouldn't have marijuana. That's not fair.
You're saying you shouldn't be allowed marijuana?
Fuck yeah. Give me that shit.
No marijuana for you.
Yeah, you don't get to smoke the good stuff if you're a fuckhead.
Presidential harassment.
Yeah, no. Maybe you should smoke up the president. I mean, it wouldn't fix him, but he'd be more tired, wouldn't he? Do you think he was on drugs at that rally?
That's all he tweeted.
What?
All caps. Presidential harassment. So what 3 hours ago. About? I don't know.
Is the SDNY doing something to him? Is he mad because Chris Berman didn't quit or didn't go? Or?
But he retweeted a story. Trump rally gives Fox News largest Saturday night audience in its history. Well, who watches Fox News on a Saturday night?
Bay.
You could have had 12 people, and that could be the largest.
Boo. Well, I think what that story is trying to say, that story is saying to the deplorables, hey, fuckfaces, just because there are only 6,200 people at that rally, 4 billion people watched, and they were jacking off the whole time.
Then he tweeted an endorsement for Inhofe.
Oh, my God.
Inhofe is running again?
That's the snowball guy.
The snowball guy is running again.
The guy that decided he was in Arkansas, right? Or where was he? Kansas?
Oklahoma.
Okay, well. He was in Oklahoma. And
Senator Jim Inhofe delivers for the state of Oklahoma, U.S. Army veteran. He fights hard for our military vets, small businesses, our terrific farmers. He has my total, complete endorsement. Then he tweeted, Congressman Frank Lucas is working hard for Oklahoma. He strongly supports our great farmers, small businesses, and vets. He will always fight for life in the Second Amendment.
Dang.
Frank has my complete total endorsement.
So these must be guys that sucked his ass last night before.
Oh, shit. That is a way to get COVID.
They warmed up the crowd before Pence got up there and was effervescent opening for Trump.
Who was the best act? Was Eric the best?
Oh, God. Congressman Tom Cole for Oklahoma, he says. Ooh. Then he says Congressman Mark Mullen for Oklahoma.
Hell yeah!
So he's tweeting all these fucking Congress people.
Fuck you!
3 hours ago, if people can go out and protest, riot, break into stores, and create all sorts of havoc, they can also go out and vote. Keep our election honest. With millions of mail-in ballots being sent out, who knows where they're going and to whom? He's desperate
to keep the
mail-in numbers low.
Because what will happen if people turn out and they vote, all the liberals go vote, we will have a blue Senate, we will have a blue House, and we will have a Democrat in the White House, right?
Yes.
And even if they cheat, and Trump stays, at least in the Senate, in the House, maybe they can impeach him. But you're saying that's not a possibility because
he's not.
You need too many people in the Senate.
60.
Our system blows. You cannot impeach a guy.
Here he tweeted himself. Here, this quote.
Self twat
from his Oakland COVID.
The left wing anarchists tore down a statue of Thomas Jefferson. Now we're getting into the real stuff. They decapitated a statue of Christopher Columbus, except in New York when the Italians surrounded it. They didn't have too much of a chance. Those Italians, I love the Italians. They heard they were going to rip down their beautiful Christopher Columbus, and all of a sudden they circled that thing. They didn't do too well in hurting Christopher, did they? Thank you to our Italian population. We're very proud of you, right?
2 days.
Meanwhile, the five black people they can find are right behind him, and they're like, Italians. Yeah, Italians.
Boy, that is embarrassing, dude.
Oh, wait.
We like our Italian.
Days ago, leftist radicals in Portland, Oregon ripped down a statue of George Washington and wrapped it in an American flag and set the American flag on fire. Democrat. All Democrat. Everything I tell you is Democrat. And, you know, we ought to do something, Mr. Senators. We have two great senators. We ought to come up with legislation that if you burn the American flag, you go to jail for 1 year.
Jeez.
It's been decided by the Supreme Court
that
they cannot do that. They have tried to do anti-flag burning laws, and the Supreme Court says that's against the First Amendment.
Which is an important thing to these guys, right? You know, following
virtually every policy that has hurt black Americans for half a century, Joe Biden has supported or enacted. I've done more for the black community in 4 years than Joe Biden has done in 47 years.
It says 6,196. White people,
you know, man,
and the four black people behind him.
Dude, what disturbs me is, well, I would, if you're listening to this, I would say he's lying about that last bit. No matter how loud this gross fucking racist crowd cheers. You know, I just said it really, when you scream and stuff and chant and cheer, when you speak at a loud volume, more snot bubbles appear out of your fucking esophagus and float up into the atmosphere. And it's like COVID.
Right.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be asymptomatic motherfuckers in that crowd, I think.
Well, right.
Or maybe someone that just caught it from an asymptomatic motherfucker. And now the disease is, what's it called? It's, what is the word? What's happening when you, right when you catch the disease, it's doing shit to your body and you're more contagious. What is that called, though?
You're shedding the virus?
Yeah, you're shedding more virus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're hearing right now. This is disgusting.
Contagious.
Super spreaders.
As fuck.
Yeah, it's not good.
We've got... let me see.
God, if you type, spreading coronavirus, the first thing that auto-completes is by farting. Second thing, talking while exercising. That's interesting because a lot of you joggers out there, when we're walking the dogs, sometimes these joggers, they come too close and you can just see the bubbles of perspiration.
If I can smell you
lying off you,
if I can smell your perfume or your body spray dudes or your axe or whatever the hell you spray your taint with to go running, then I'm probably smelling your COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We've got, thanks for joining us, everybody. Friday was Faithless Friday.
Ooh.
Very exciting show.
Yes.
Very pleased.
Right, right.
I've got a little more of Trump's America.
Fuck you!
This is from... This is spectacular. This was a council meeting somewhere. This woman is an older white woman.
Yes.
She's wearing a MAGA hat.
Perfect.
She obviously spent a lot of time on her art project because she's got a big poster with all these different pictures on it. It's rather manifesto-like. It's a little on the terrifying side.
Yes.
And she's wearing a Trump 2020 t-shirt.
Yay!
And here she is testifying at the city council, town council, county council meeting or something like that, holding up her sign.
I protest face coverings. I am a healthy American. I used to be free. I am not a terrorist. I am not Antifa.
She's pointing to her board, and there's a picture of a bunch of Muslims, and she was tapping that, saying, I am not a terrorist. Tap, 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 tap. I am not Antifa. And she's got a picture of Antifa that she had cut out from somewhere and put on her poster board.
Wrong with this person. Because you know what? I don't need the visual aid to say, when you say I am not a terrorist, I know that's what you mean. I know you mean white.
Thank you for pointing to a picture of Al-Qaeda.
Thank you for
clarify that for us.
Thank you for clarifying your racism. It wasn't clear.
I am not Antifa. I am not a sex slave that wears masks.
Okay.
I am not into sadomasochism.
Wow.
I can't say the same thing.
I am not a sex slave that wears masks.
Where does that come from?
But a lot of times when
she's mad about masks. This is what this is about.
But a lot of times these right-wing nut jobs say, I am not a sex slave. What they mean is, I am a sex slave.
Every second Thursday.
Right.
Sex slave that wears masks. I am not into sadomasochism and bondage. I am not a burglar. I am not a pandering politician like we see here and here and here and here.
Oh, she rehearsed this. She tapped on the picture on her board, and now she's pointing to every board member. And here and here and here. She's really upset about a law
right
to wear masks.
Right.
It's going after her freedoms.
You know what? It sounds like the build up to a musical. This sounds
She's really pissed.
I am not a politician like here and here and here.
And here. I am a proud.
She had to flip her pages because she's following her script.
Okay. I can help you with this. I've done a lot of stage readings. And when you're flipping your script,
she's like,
flip. Memorize all your lines at the page turns in case you're coming to a really important part. So you don't, like a little cunt, have your nose in the book when you're saying something important. Everyone knows this.
I don't think she went to Juilliard.
God damn.
I am a proud Trump Republican.
Now she has a second poster that she held up. It says 2020 Trump.
America in public. And I'm talking to a lot of horrible stand-up comedians here. When you do like an 8-minute set, you should have it memorized. It's 8 fucking minutes. And like, this person can't memorize what's on poster boards, which can't be that much, right? There are actors that go out on stage in the play Hamlet, and they play Hamlet, and they know all the lines.
A lot of lines.
How many lines are in Hamlet?
A bunch.
All of them.
Yes.
Keanu Reeves played Hamlet.
Trump Republican, yearning to be free again. Shame on all of you. Let liberty ring.
She brought a bell.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm sorry. I said something shitty about Keanu Reeves. He donates to a lot of great shit and whatever the fuck. What kind of bell is that? Like a little dingy bell?
Like a teacher's bell on their desk.
It's like what... what was that TV show with Larry, Daryl, and Daryl, and before Newhart?
Newhart.
But yeah. What was the show in when he transitioned to the hotel?
It was the
Newhart show.
Or the Newhart show. Or
it's like a little hotel desk.
Yeah, yeah.
Dingy dingy. This person is dingy dingy.
I'm a Trump supporter. Trump supporter.
You know, the great thing about this is she practiced. There's no way she didn't practice.
Yeah, she absolutely rehearsed all of this.
You know, if you're going to do this and the kind of you need to think about the exposure you might get. I bet you could spend This is how sad the entertainment industry is probably right now. Do this. Go to a New York trade paper for theater. Look up some plays that happened on off-Broadway in January or something like that. Get the name of any director. Any director. Find him on Facebook.
Well, they'll Zoom with you.
Send him a message. Say you'll pay this motherfucker $50 to help you with your project. And he will make you suck less, racist.
She thought this performance is going to keep them from making us wear masks.
I hate people that do things in public and don't even think about this shit. I mean, you know, she
yearning to be free again. Shame on all of you. Let liberty ring. God bless America.
Holy shit.
And
I feel bad for your neighbors. Where is this? What part of the world are we listening to?
I'm not even sure.
Alabama, Kentucky, fuck USA. That's what this sounds like. Jesus fucking Christ. Vote blue.
And she's like, God. I'm not into sadomasochism.
I don't even understand where she gets there with that.
Mask. Wearing a mask.
Wearing a mask is sadomasochism.
Apparently.
Does she think so because the word mask sounds like it's
a robber. She said she's not.
Sadomasochism comes from the Latin word mask.
Well, she listed why people would wear masks.
But like some white people wear masks, but they're in a group that she likes called the Klan.
Right.
What about those masks?
These are more hoods.
Oh, yes. You're right.
So there you go.
Boy, that person's fucking nuts.
I've got another one.
Yay.
I don't know. Where was this one?
Shitville, USA, Pat.
Well, that's a given.
I'm not into sadomasochism. Jeez.
This is another Trump supporter.
Fuck you.
I don't know. I don't have any other information on where this was taken.
Okay.
This is a person who uploaded something to, I think, the Facebook.
Thank you, Al Gore.
Burning an American flag, black or otherwise, I'll hate crime your ass so hard that you'll be calling yourself Kunta Kinte. So,
if I see you burning an American flag, I'm going to hate crime your ass so hard.
What does that mean? What does she mean? She means that she will personally arrest you for a hate crime?
No, she's going to commit a hate crime upon you.
Oh. She's threatening violence.
Yes.
She's going to do the kind of violence to you that will turn you into a Kunta Kinte?
Apparently, I don't. Yes, the main character in Roots.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how that would happen. Like, she's going to beat you. God, that is, what she means is she's going to turn you into a slave.
Right.
Well, that's a shitty thing to say. Gosh, why would you even think that? Who is this? We don't know. Shelby, send this person a telegram. Ask them why they thought this. Why would you think this?
An American flag, black or otherwise, I'll hate crime your ass so hard that you'll be calling yourself Kunta Kinte. So let's grow the fuck up a little bit. Burning a flag is going to do nothing but get you, your ass stomped even blacker, or
holy
dead.
Shit. See,
because the funny thing is, you American hating assholes, go to any other country and see how you're treated as an African American. We gave you freedom.
Oh,
yeah, it gets better.
What a weird way. Here, I'm going to put you on a boat, and then your descendants will be given freedom by this person threatening to stomp you into the ground.
Well, at gunpoint.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some of us will give you your freedom.
Yes.
At gunpoint.
Listen to her, though. She says, I'm going to stomp you into the ground and turn you blacker than you already are.
She's a little racist.
I think, yes, I'm detecting racism here.
You dumb, unthankful pieces of shit. God. So You can thank us, the Republicans, for letting you act like assholes like you are right now. Because I guarantee, if we were able to have slavery again, I'd make y'all slaves just so you wouldn't act and destroy our cities anymore. You make us regret abolishing slavery. So
you make us regret abolishing slavery.
Who is saying that?
She's some internet asshole.
Well, I mean, and also, hey, internet asshole, I don't know that you would have abolished slavery. I mean, if it was her decision, does it sound like she would have abolished it?
You make us regret abolishing slavery. So that's pretty fucking cool. Good job, guys. And before you illiterate assholes blow up my DMs like I give a fuck about your opinion on Black Lives Matter, just know I don't. I don't give a fuck about any of you. I give a fuck about my city where I grew up for 33 years that you're destroying. That's all I give a fuck about. I give a fuck about the safety of my son and my family. The one you're
she's a mother.
Wow. Hey, you're she's a mother. Mom. Oh my God. You know, there are other mothers out there that give a fuck about their son's safety. You know?
City where I grew up for 33 years that you're destroying. That's all I give a fuck about. I give a fuck about the safety of my son and my family. The one you idiots are putting in jeopardy by acting like fucking animals. So now fuck you. I don't care about your DMs. Block me if you don't like what I have to say. The truth hurts. Burn a flag, burn a black person, I say.
Whoa,
there you go.
I mean, you can't be arrested for that. Or can you? I mean, inciting.
No.
I mean,
no.
God.
Nope.
Jeez. It's so sad that you have children, stupid internet person. Oh, how sad.
God bless America.
Hey, Jesus. What do you think about that? I mean, that person obviously believes in you, I bet. And so, do you do? Hey, God. Put down the oxy and listen to me just for a second. What do you do about people that follow your stupid fucking bullshit, but believe in Jeebus, in you? Like, what do you do? What do you tell them? Do you say anything about that?
Who?
Jesus.
No.
In prayer. Like, when people pray to him, are they like,
no,
yes, I will answer your prayers, but quit using the N-word. They don't say that? He doesn't say that?
I don't think so.
He really should. You should think about it.
Right. Why?
Well, I mean, it might help our situation. I don't know.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thank you. Yeah.
We've got, I'm just looking at, I wonder if this is, if God. We've got audio of this. Oh, here we go.
Imagine,
this
you
is
know.
Awesome. Ugh. This is.
Welcome back. President Trump continues to rail against the idea of widespread mail-in voting. For the latest, we go live to our chief White House correspondent, Chanel Rian. Hi, Chanel. So President Trump is not letting up on his fight to stop mail-in ballots. What's behind his hesitancy on this? What's he saying this time around?
Well, Jen, there's several factors here that are driving this concern. This has been a concern President Trump has been railing about for at least the last 2 years, but...
Okay, blah, blah, blah. That's OAN.
Yeah, Chanel Rian. And wait, for the last 2 years, I don't remember him talking about mail-in voting for...
Right.
Is she lying? Would Chanel Rian lie to America?
Undoubtedly.
But she's our news... She's One True Network, right? Or what are
One American News.
How could you guys lie?
OAN.
Isn't it Russia or...
They've got at least one of their correspondents that, is still writing actively for Sputnik.
Okay. And Sputnik is state media, state run media for Russia.
Yes.
And so there's someone writing for One True America. What is it?
One American News.
One American News. And they're also working for the Russian state media motherfucking news.
Sure.
Recently, at least, placing the president behind Joe Biden.
Well, Jen, that's also a perspective question that the campaign is framing. And they're saying, look, they're very confident that they can portray Joe Biden accurately as a candidate who cannot carry his own weight all the way through the next 4 years. And that's something that the campaign is very confident about. But the campaign views these national polling numbers as 2016 2.0. Remember, back in 2016,
Different.
And they were different. And like, this is how, if I was Joe Biden, this is how I would answer every question. I would say, I appreciate your question. Let me ask you a question. Don't you think I'll do a better job?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Let's get out of this fucking flaming shithole of a mess.
But listen to how she frames this. Well, they're confident. The campaign is confident that they'll be able to frame Joe Biden. This is One American News. This is unbiased news. Oh, they're totally confident that they'll be able to frame Joe Biden as incompetent.
The people that run OAN, what is their process like when they're auditioning talent? How do they find these fucking people?
I'll point to you to some numbers just for an example. Back in 2016, around between June and November, 261 national polls placed President Trump as trailing Hillary Clinton.
And then she, of course, within the margin of error. And guess what? In the popular vote, they were all right.
Yeah.
She did win.
Right.
By 3 percentage points.
But she won. OAN is bragging about a mechanism created for fucking slave owners.
Yes.
The reason Trump win is because of a mechanism operated by slave owners. And how does anybody really, how do you deal with this question? If you're for Trump and somebody says, well, you know, America is the new epicenter of the coronavirus. Do you think Hillary would have done a better job? If Hillary were president, would we be the epicenter of the coronavirus?
I don't think we would be. I'm trying to find a certain
idea
point.
That the Democrats at several government levels, you know, state, local, federal, might end up using COVID-19 as an excuse to cheat, as an excuse to say, oh, look, we've got to put mail-in ballot for the entire state for all of our voters. And the White House has long viewed mail-in ballots as a huge opportunity for cheating in the voting system. And President Trump said so this morning. He said, rigged 2020 election, millions of mail-in ballots will be printed by foreign countries and others. It will be the scandal of our time.
So now it's fact.
Yes.
Now this OAN moron is reporting this. Trump said, president said, countries are going to be printing our ballots.
Her citation for all that bullshit, what she cites is the White House feels strongly or something.
Well, an all caps tweet.
Oh, it was in all caps.
She's cited.
Well, you didn't say that.
No, it's very strong.
You know, when the press secretary, Chris, what's her name?
Katie McEnany?
No. What's OAN's name? Krista Rion?
Oh, this is Chanel Rion.
Press secretary Chanel Rion.
Well, she's a correspondent
for
OAN.
She will be the next press secretary.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, do you think that's crazy? I don't, because Kayleigh McEnany sucks. I mean, I'm sorry, not to be a dick.
Oh, but Trump loves her.
But she's a troll. I mean, that's...
That's why Trump loves her.
She's in the White House.
And I want to go back, Jen, to this very...
Oh, here we go.
This item that's on the forefront of the campaign and the Trump White House, and that is a system that is manipulated not only by the left, but by press and by those who are pushing a specific agenda. Take, for example, the rally that we just attended back in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, we remember.
How the system is manipulated by the left. So she's about to say, look at what they did to President Trump's rally.
You know, listen, are they ignoring the pandemic? The pandemic?
They're pushing a specific agenda. Take, for example, the rally that we just attended back in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The fire marshal in Tulsa is going around telling the press that only 6,200 attendees were actually inside BOK Arena.
Which is accurate.
Okay. Right. And
attendees were actually inside BOK Arena, when the reality that there was a mathematical certainty. We were eyewitnesses down there. The full half of that arena was packed.
Full half of that arena was packed.
But it wasn't, though, because it's
and it wasn't
19,000 people there. Half would be 10-ish.
Nine-ish, yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. And then, but it was actually six.
Well, right, and
packed.
The full half was the floor.
Right.
And that wasn't full.
And it wasn't half.
Literally, behind Trump's head, the second level was empty.
And you showed me that.
It's mathematical. Obviously, the fire marshal said there was 6,200, but the full half was full.
You know, the shitty thing is, you know, some people there, not COVID, some people there probably were trying to socially distance. You know, they didn't want to.
Oh, I don't know about that.
And they didn't let him probably because they didn't want the crowd to look small, even though it's very, I mean, 6,200 people, that's a lot of people. Believe me, I would kill to have that crowd in a stand-up show. I really would.
Well, yeah.
But I'm not the president of the United States.
There's a mathematical certainty. We were eyewitnesses down there. The full half of that arena was packed, and it had that had at least a 10,000 capacity for attendees. And so,
how could half of a 19,000 seat arena have 10,000 people?
Well, I'll tell you how. If you're doing the math wrong, if you're lying. That
when you look at an example like a rally and how the left is manipulating the numbers just to portray the campaign in a bad light.
By broadcasting the numbers that the fire marshal gave.
Yeah.
Is manipulating the numbers and casting them in a bad light.
Well, this follows everything with how people, you know, Trumpsters bitch about the media. They report what Trump says. Right. And it sounds insane, but he's saying things that are insane. So it's going to sound insane.
Right.
It doesn't mean what he said isn't true. It just means it's insane.
But that's hard hitting journalism. Ooh, from yeah. One OAN.
Christian Rion.
I can't believe
Chanel.
I can't believe that they're doing this to the president with their math and everything.
But Chanel said you have to believe her because she was there. She was an eyewitness.
It's a mathematical certainty. I was an eyewitness.
The fire marshal was there. Some guy whose only job is to make sure that fucking place doesn't burn down. And so he wants to make sure there aren't too many people there. And so I would say the fire marshal probably counted correctly.
Yes.
I mean, that's his job, right? To count.
11 hours ago, all caps, rigged 2020 election, millions of mail-in ballots would be printed by foreign countries and others. It would be the scandal of our times. That's the tweet that she quoted.
Right. Well, you know, it's crazy, dude. We'll remember this. Do you think we'll remember the Tulsa rally in a year?
Oh, yeah.
This is
great.
Now, walk me through what Barack Obama's first campaign rally was like in his first election or his second. Why not?
I can't.
You remember Trump's?
I don't believe he had.
We don't even know. Because it's like.
Oh, look, the new headline at the HuffPo. Virus snowballing across the South and West.
Okay. Well, you know what's not fair? A lot of people in the South have never seen snow, so they don't understand that reference.
Top doc warns COVID-19 will rage like a forest fire in unprepared America.
Who says that? Top doc?
A top doctor.
Is that Fauci?
Dr. Michael Osterholm.
Well, gee, Michael, that's negative.
Director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research.
Oh, man.
At the University of Minnesota.
Boy, sounds like that guy knows some shit. That should make everybody nervous. A forest fire. Great. It's like a forest fire, but instead it's COVID-19. We're fucked. Guess we'll all be staying inside longer because you fuckheads had to open the fucking country.
10 hours ago, I gave John Bolton, who was incapable of being Senate confirmed because he was considered a wacko, and was not liked, a chance. I always liked hearing different points of view. He turned out to be grossly incompetent and a liar. See judge's opinion, all caps, classified information, 1, 2, 3, 4 exclamation points.
John Bolton's a wacko.
8 hours ago, because of mail-in ballots, 2020 will be the most rigged election in our nation's history. Unless this stupidity is ended. We voted during World War I and World War II with no problem, but now they are using COVID in order to cheat by using mail-ins. Nobody was bombing our cities during World War I and World War II. Why would they not want to get out of the house during World War I or II?
Maybe mail-in voting is civilized and a nice thing to do. You know? I mean, why do we, especially now, man, like the idea of getting a bunch of people to go to the same place at the same time is a horrible thing in the world we live in right now. That's the worst thing you could ask someone to do. I mean,
so he knows he's fucked.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's already setting the case. Because of mail-in ballots, 2020 will be the most rigged election in our nation's history. So he's going to lose at his ass, and he's going to say it's because of all the fraud. And then they'll say, we can't find any. And he'll say, you know, it's there. Just like he did. He still says, look at all the fake votes that Hillary got.
Yeah.
That she didn't actually win the popular vote even.
Right.
Because he said he heard that there were 3-5. I heard up to 10 million votes.
And what happens in January 20th, if he does not leave, is it true that the Secret Service at that moment, when it's no longer January 20th, they officially take out their handcuffs and they put everybody in that administration in shackles and they frog walk them off and nothing bad happens?
Well, no, I don't know. It would be kind of funny if the some of these indictments were
right then,
like that moment that the when Joe Biden says, I do, or whatever the fuck he says.
Who's Attorney General in New
so
York?
So help me God. Letitia Adams?
Hey, Attorney General Letitia Adams, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app, consider at Vile Experiences idea. That's a good one. Right when they leave. People are probably thinking that anyway, right?
Unlike the radical left, I will always stand against socialism and with the people of Venezuela. My admin has always stood on the side of freedom and liberty against the oppressive Maduro regime. I would only meet with Maduro to discuss one thing, a peaceful exit from power. I don't know. Somebody must have said something about Venezuela.
Do you think he has an opinion on Venezuela or
no,
does someone doesn't. Tell him what to say?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Can he find Venezuela on a map?
No.
Does he know it's in this hemisphere? Does he know it's in the Southern Hemisphere, which we are right next to?
I have the best words.
4 hours ago, if people can go out and protest, not break into stores and create all sorts of havoc, they can also go out and vote and keep our elections honest. With millions of mail-in ballots being sent out, who knows where they're going and to whom? Question mark.
They're going to the people that requested them, exactly. Even if they're brown, Donald.
Like you, Donald.
Yeah, you voted it. You voted through the mail, you fuck.
So did Katie McNinney or whatever the hell her name
Katie
is.
McKinney.
So did half of your staff.
Oh, yes.
Use vote in mail.
And you know what? You know, it's weird. Your kids registered to vote in two different fucking states, dickhead. Didn't that happen?
Something like that. They couldn't vote, right?
Ivanker. Yeah.
They couldn't vote.
Hey, Donald, what happens if Ivanka ends up in jail? Are you going to be sad or do you not give a fuck?
Am I going to jail?
That's it. That's it.
That's all he cares about.
Oh, I was trying to remember the name of Melanier's new book, The Art of Her Deal.
And it's not well, really. It's not, it's about her.
So it's going to be good. Does she have to sign off on it or anything? It's just, oh man, I can't wait for this book.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good
There's a couple of them. The one by his niece, too.
Yes.
Oh, God. Somebody just zoomed in on the picture of Trump walking, you know, his the walk of shame was trending this morning.
Right.
And yesterday because of his late night walk from the helicopter with his disheveled hangdog look, his upset, his collar open, his ridiculously long tie hanging around open. But now they zoomed in and there's like a half a pound of makeup on the collar. You can see where all of his makeup is.
What are you?
Which, I mean, you figure he's wearing makeup, but so
sad. It's like, what are you making up, Donald? I mean, you know what I mean? What do you think people think he looks like? I mean, without the orange shit on his face and whatever he's doing with his hair. I mean, what's he covering up is my point.
I don't know. I mean, he's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
The whole baldness thing, right? He had a scalp reduction.
Oh, that's right. Did he?
Stuff like that.
He had a scalp reduction?
That's what
that's
Ivana claimed, okay. Right?
That's right.
The ex-wife?
Yep. Ivana.
That the one time he was like abusive to her or something, he was enraged and he was angry because he was in a lot of pain from a scalp reduction or something like that?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Wasn't that when he allegedly raped her, according to her divorce settlement or whatever?
You know, the crazy thing about that, Donald must be thinking, he thinks sometimes, when did I rape Ivana? I can't remember. Oh, yeah, that's the summer I got that scalp reduction.
Meanwhile, Jacksonville.
Maybe it's the other way around because he's like, when do I need a new scalp production? Oh, wait. I raped Ivana 15 years ago, so I'm due for another one.
He doesn't think about that at all. Yeah. A majority of Duval count voters do not want the Republican National Convention in their city this summer.
Really?
49% of those surveyed did not support Jacksonville hosting nomination speech in August.
Jeez.
Only 38% support it. 57% say they are concerned that the convention will spur new COVID outbreaks.
But this, hey, wait. Guys, you saw how many people showed up to Jacksonville. I mean,
This is the convention.
No.
The delegates are going to have to show up.
No. Well, okay. Think about it like this. What if, okay, let's say there's no RNC. That hall will book something else. Now, what if they book like a Def Leppard reunion tour or a Rat tour or maybe, yeah, or maybe, the Miami Sound Machine will get the band together and perform a concert. More people are showing up for Miami Sound Machine than this RNC. I'm just saying this might be a blessing in disguise. What if you get an event with more people? That means more COVID.
There's a lot of delegates.
There's only a third full at the Tulsa convention.
Rally. No, that full half was half full.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and I'm full, sorry. Ryan.
I'm sorry, Chanel Rion.
That's mathematically impossible.
Right. Hey, did your fact checkers at Sputnik get that wrong? Is OAN just fucking Putin's little network? Is that what it is?
Kind of.
Wait. I don't think anything Putin is involved in. Do you think he's kind of involved?
Well, I don't know what he has with the ownership or whatever, but there's definitely, I mean, we know of one reporter that is also, or was, when they did that, I think it was the Daily Beast did that story that he was actively writing and doing stories for Sputnik at the same time he was writing and doing stories for OAN.
So think about like the
and
thing.
Sputnik is literally the Russian propaganda paper. It doesn't even, RT pretends it's not, but it kind of is. Sputnik doesn't even pretend it's not.
A guy with all the money in the world and vast resources to do whatever the fuck he wants. I mean, if he wanted OAN, why didn't he just take it? Or maybe he did. You know? I mean, he did that with America. Oh, God! Stop it, Vlad! Is that all it is? What if he gets bored fucking with us? Is that our only hope? Is Vladimir Putin gets fucking bored fucking with the
Why
U.S.?
Why would he?
I don't know. You're right.
Why would he get bored?
It's working.
It's been so successful.
Please stop. Tell us what you want. Just tell us.
Oh, God. Meanwhile, Trump signed an executive order today suspending the issuance of certain temporary worker visas through the end of 2020, cracking down further on immigration.
Not anybody that works is hit at yeah, his
no,
properties.
No, I'm sure not. So all this sneaky shit that's going yes. on in the background, while all this other horrible shit's going on.
It's just a bunch of horrible shit.
Oh, my God. Do we have time? I can't believe I didn't play Connie. Okay.
Yes.
This is spectacular.
Right.
This is a school board meeting, I believe.
Okay.
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, oui, oui.
And there, this is a, they're having public commentary at a meeting to change the name of a predominantly black local high school.
Okay.
From Robert E. Lee High School.
God, just change the fucking
this is
name.
And it's a black high school.
That's insulting.
Well, yeah.
And it's ridiculous. And they should just change the name. Change the fucking name.
So apparently Connie Bernard is one of the members of the school board, and apparently she's had some issues before, of which will be referenced okay. in a moment. But as I guess they've got cameras on the what's going on.
Okay.
And there's big screens kind of around this hall so that people can see what's going on and everything.
Right.
And they caught Connie on her laptop.
Yes.
Looking at dresses and purses on some shopping site as citizens are saying, getting up and talking about how painful it is for their kid to go to, their black kid to go to a school named Robert E. Lee.
She's looking for onesies.
Listen to this. This citizen is Gary Chambers, a local activist.
Okay.
Who catches Connie.
Oh, fuck.
And the
is
name
there a video?
The name Connie was trending on Saturday just because of this.
Next. So I had intended to get up here and talk about how racist Robert E. Lee was, but I'm going to talk about you, Connie. Sitting over there shopping while we talking about Robert E. Lee. This is a picture of you shopping while we talking about racism and history in this country. Only white members of this board got up while we were up here talking, too, because you don't give a damn.
Connie, I was going to talk about how racist Robert E. Lee was, but I'm going to talk about you, Connie.
I think you're... You know, Connie, maybe you should switch. You should let the person talking sit on the county board or whatever the fuck this is.
They should.
Good for that guy. You shot saying that.
While we talking about racism and history in this country. Only white members of this board got up while we were up here talking, too. Because you don't give a damn. And it's clear. But I'm going to tell you what the slaves, my ancestors, said about Robert E. Lee. Since you don't know history, sister. Let me tell you that they said when he got the plantation, after he got off the field where 27,000 people died at Gettysburg, Connie, Robert E. Lee was a brutal slave master. Not only did when he whooped the slaves, he said, lay it on them hard. After he said, lay it on them hard, he said, put brine on them, sort of burn them. That's what Robert E. Lee did. And you set your arrogant self in here and sit on that shopping while the pain and the hurt of the people of this community is on display, because you don't give a damn and you should resign. You should have resigned 2 years ago when you choked a white man in his house. You should have resigned 2 weeks ago when you got on TV and said foolishness. And you should walk out of here and resign and never come back, because you are the example of racism in this community. You are horrible.
Connie just got up and walked out.
Oh,
now he's saying this to her back as she walks out the back of the room.
Example of racism in this community. You are horrible. Now to the rest of the board. You have an obligation to the people of this community. And 81% of them are black. And do you need a Klan rally outside, Mr. Goday, before you end it? Because holding it up means that you put that building in jeopardy. You do, sir. Because all over the country, they're burning stuff down. And black folks in this city have stood with protesters. I ain't seen you elected officials out there with them, making sure that nothing goes south in Baton Rouge. It's been folks in this community who give a damn, not just when it's comfortable, but every time. And 4 years ago, we came down here. Mr. Drake, they say you a good man. Be a good man. Black folks say you a good man. White folks say you a good man. Your legacy is attached to tonight, brother. Your legacy. Now, let me say to the black members of the board, it's the most solidarity I've seen out of y'all in forever. Let's keep it at. Let's stand on this moving forward. Because we don't need to apologize for Connie, Evelyn.
We don't need to apologize for Connie, Evelyn.
Right.
See, this is somebody who knows what the fuck is going on in his community, knows what's going on with the board.
It's like, do the right thing. Rename the high school.
That's a no-brainer.
I mean, rename the fucking high school.
Should be a no-brainer.
Forward. Because we don't need to apologize for Connie, Evelyn. She showed you who she was when she was sitting next to you while you were talking shopping. You don't need another example. Now, when do we as Baton Rouge stop being in 1856? If you want to name the building after somebody, how about PBS Pinchback, the first black governor of the state of Louisiana, when he was governor during Reconstruction? You want another name? Oscar Dunn, who was the lieutenant governor of the state of Louisiana in the 1860s that gave the right for Darius Lannis and Don Collins and Evelyn Ware Jackson and Tramell Howard to get here. You want to.
Those are the four black members of the current board he just pointed to.
Shit.
He paved the way for them. Ooh. This guy knows everybody on that board. He knows what's going on.
Darius Lannis and Don Collins and Evelyn Ware Jackson and Tramell Howard to get here. You want to name it after somebody from Reconstruction? Name it after the people who fought for abolition of slavery. If you want to name it after somebody, honor the right people. The people who are on the right side of history. But it's your ancestor that the school is named after. So you're holding on to your heritage. But we built this joint for free. And we've done begging you to do what's right.
Thank you, sir. Next.
There you go. Connie.
Damn. That person, you know, he's so right. That Connie doesn't give a fuck.
No. Yep.
How many board meetings do these people have that they just sit there, this Connie sitting there and shopping?
She's dismissing calls for her to resign, by the way.
Oh, is she? Well, geez.
Connie says why? She will continue. I will continue to serve.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of these protests, you really do have to ask, why aren't our elected officials there?
Right.
I mean, they are representing the people at the protests and not the motherfucking cops, right? I mean, that is the deal. They're there to advocate for the people and not the cops.
Right.
Do you think they understand that? Do you think Connie understands that?
No.
Robert E. Lee. Rename it. It's not like a monument.
She said, I would hope they would learn a little bit more about General Lee, because General Lee inherited a large plantation, and he was tasked with the job of doing something with those people who lived in bondage to that plantation, the slaves, and he freed them.
And he tortured them.
Well, didn't he free
them? Who was a slave owner?
After he was made to?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, no one in the Confederacy gets props for freeing the slaves. You fought right. to keep them. Yeah,
if you lost the war and you went back to your house and said, okay, sorry, you know, I got to let y'all go. That's not noble. Oh, we got to go.
Naming that high school after Robert E. Lee is shittier, far shittier than a goddamn statue in a park.
You know that was like in the 40s or 50s.
Oh, my God, you fucks.
We got to go quickly. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Check us out all over the fucking internet. Ryan, also all over the fucking internet, at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Fuck Connie.
What is sin? Well, God gave his commandments so that we could see our sin.
Stop talking.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.